Okay, it's time to talk wheels. It's the Car Guy Show with automotive consumer tips, industry updates, interviews, and enthusiast news. If you care about cars, this show's for you. Now you're tuned in, so let's get tuned up with your host. Here he is, Steve Ford, the Car Guy.
Hello and welcome to another segment of the Car Guys Show here, coming at you from the broadcast tower of News Talk 990 KTMS and at the speed of light on the World Wide Web. We're connecting you to automotive consumer and enthusiast news, insights, and interviews anywhere you're hearing our signal in Santa Barbara and the surrounding communities. In today's program, the topics we're going to put up on the lift, as we say here on the original Car Guys Show, range from the future of young car buffs and education to one of our periodic car care segments this week with tips on your cooling system. And then for a celebrated spotlight on all of you, we've got our own local Santa Barbara Wheels and Waves car show to spotlight. All staring at you straight ahead. Let's swoop over to put the spotlight on education, where local students from our own San Marcos High School Auto Shop just earned a top 10 ranking among all schools across the state of California. In fact, of that top 10, San Marcos is now ranked in the top 5, and that's because just days ago, these young stars took fourth place ahead of six other fine schools in the statewide Ford AAA Automotive Skills Contest, and the Automobile Club of Southern California even sent me a press release, which is great. And yet we went out to meet and congratulate the students on site, San Marcos High School seniors Ryan Manchester and Augustine Papuka, along with their top auto instructor, Russ Granger. Augustine Papuka and Ryan Manchester, you are two individuals who are standing in the San Marcos High School Auto Quad here in the top 10 schools for the state of California in the Ford AAA Skills Competition. First of all, congratulations from all of us in the community here in Santa Barbara, Goleta, and California to tell you, you are the future, because it is the people like you who have a passion for something, whether it's medicine, chemistry, engineering, space travel, or cars. I'll take cars, as you can imagine. But you're here because you did so well. You were in the top 5. You were fourth place for the state. You wanted first place. Ryan, what's it feel like right now? What do you reflect on for the audience to understand? A young guy like you, how old are you?
I'm 18 right now, and I keep thinking about the pressures to perform during the competition.
Yeah, now you get real serious on that one, but you smile because you came through, you shine.
Yeah, feels good to succeed.
Now, when you came into Auto Shop, Ryan Manchester, you're 18 years old right now. How many years of auto?
Right now, it's been 3.
In the first day walking into the shop, did you know that cars were your thing, or that you had this kind of a passion or a potential, or has this surprised you all the way through? Where are you at right now?
Well, walking into the shop, I had no idea how much I'd appreciate the experience, but it's definitely grown on me.
How's it worked in relationship to your other academics, your classes in math and science and so on? Does this interrupt your ability to do well and prepare for college, or amplify it?
That actually, I think, helps a lot with my problem-solving capabilities. So.
Yeah, I'll bet anybody that can be in the top 10 and take fourth position across the state of California solves problems. So thank you for that. How about your other teachers? Do people here around the school know? Does the community know about you, being a guy who represented San Marcos and Santa Barbara that did that well?
A few people have mentioned it, but it's not been a huge thing. So
okay, well, let's make it a little bigger here with KTMS and the Car Guy Show. Augustine Papuka, how old are you?
I'm 18 years old.
And how many years auto shop here at San Marcos?
I've been attending San Marcos Auto Shop since 2010.
3 years then. You came through just like Ryan.
Yes, sir.
Did you know each other right away? Were you in the same class your first day in auto shop?
No, I met him this year, actually.
The two of you were recognized by your instructor, Mr. Russ Granger, as having the talent.
Yes, sir.
What are your thoughts that come to mind now that you've accomplished this?
I could always improve. I know I'm in the top 5, but there's always room for improvement.
Clearly, anybody and always. But to be at this level, you're in the pinnacle. You're in the top of the pyramid for all the state auto shops across the state of California. What do your parents and brothers and sisters and other people think?
They're really proud of my accomplishments.
Does that make you want to go on in the automotive industry?
Definitely.
Good. That's one. That's a clear answer. And what do you think you want to do in the future, Augustine?
I'm going to be an automotive technician here in local Santa Barbara.
But dealership, independent, do you have a thought?
Not yet. I'm still deciding on which would suit me. I've worked at a local auto shop. It was Bowman's Auto Repair, and I was there for a while, and it was really interesting how they worked, and I really enjoyed it.
When you graduate from high school, what's going to happen next? You're going to go to college? You're going to go to community college here, Santa Barbara City College? You're going to go to a trade school?
I'm going to go to Santa Barbara City College and take their automotive technology.
Sure, they're excited to hear about you coming over there. You'll help shine in that program. Ryan, what about you after graduation?
I plan on attending a 4-year university.
What are you going to study?
Business, maybe engineering. Haven't really gotten there yet.
Do you see where being an auto shop enhances your hands-on understanding of the actual hardware?
Oh, definitely.
As an engineer, mechanical engineer, electrical, what intrigues you?
Actually, petroleum engineering is kind of where I'm leaning, but we'll see.
Fascinating, yeah. Well, keep the oil flowing because we haven't gotten out of the internal combustion engine yet. But you did the EV vehicle here. You were both participants in that, right?
I did a little bit on it, not extensively.
But you're familiar with electrical. How about you?
Yes, I'm actually currently working on it. We're doing the upholstery, finishing it up for Wheels and Waves right here at local Santa Barbara. It's going to be on Sunday.
The day of this on air. So go down to State Street, and will you guys be wearing a banner that says, "We won for Santa Barbara. We beat out six other schools." I'm kidding. Hey, congratulations to Ryan, you for the future.
Thank you.
And Augustine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Russ Granger, you are here today, this week, having only days ago gone up against the best in the state, the best and the brightest instructors, students, teams, a lot of momentum, everybody prepares, and just to be there among the top 10 schools must feel good. You were in the top 5 of the top 10 for the state. What comes to mind?
Just how proud I am of the students and their effort and how well they did. Of the 10 schools, only 4 actually had their car start and finish the event by making it to final judging, and ours was actually the second car, but we made a couple of mistakes. The students learned from it, so next year I think we'll do better.
So you were in the top 4 of the only 4 in the state of California that actually not only passed the highest written scores, if I'm right?
Correct.
And then among the 10, only 4 made it to fire the vehicle up and be able to bring the judges over to do the final inspection.
Yes, actually be able to drive the car away from where they were working on it.
And as folks would appreciate, that gives the authenticity to where we're sitting in the auto shop at San Marcos High School. Mr. Granger, you come from being a technician before this.
Yes, 28 years in industry as an auto tech. Definitely did not prepare me for being a teacher.
What's different about working on cars versus working on students?
Everything.
What would be an example for the public to understand? You're smiling, but I know it's been hard work. You've built this place up with your heart and soul for being caring about the students and knowing cars. It's a rare blend.
Well, usually you have one car at a time and one customer, and you know at the end of the day you can put up with just about anything because there's a paycheck at the end of it. With students, you get them 35 at a time. They're all 14-year-olds, and for those of you who know teenagers, just one by himself or herself is more than a handful. So it's definitely a very different experience.
You know what's great is to watch you smirk the whole time you're saying that because you've found your groove here. You've been here how many years?
This is my 6th year teaching.
And what was it that got you to go from being under the hood to being inside the classroom?
My wife's a teacher. We decided to become parents. My daughter, needless to say, is just turning 6, so we wanted to have the same schedules, and it just turned out I really enjoy the field.
A question that the audience might appreciate that would go right to the core of auto shops across the state of California. There were some 250 auto teachers at this last California Automotive Teachers Gathering in Northern California. My understanding is it would have been around, 2,500 or 3,500 in terms of total audience of teachers 20 years ago. Declining number of auto shops in the state. Would you be comfortable with your daughter becoming an auto technician?
I want my daughter to do whatever it is that makes her happy, and if that is as an automotive technician, I couldn't be happier.
As long as she's making the bucks.
I tell my students every day, do what you love, find out what it pays, and learn to live within that income, and you're going to be happy the rest of your life.
Okay, so I'd like to be a astronaut.
All right, well, find out what it takes, find out what it pays, and then make it happen.
Set your sights realistically. Your daughter, what's she pointed toward, just incidentally?
Well, she's 5, so right now she's pointed towards crayons and stuffed animals. As a parent, I want her to, literally reach for the moon. But yes, absolutely, especially with the way technology is growing, changing. It'll be interesting to see what the personal vehicle looks like by the time she graduates college.
The need for auto technicians coming out of this shop. A lot of people might think automotive programs are hobby shops. What defines this as more relevant than people might understand?
Well, it's project-based learning, which is the huge push right now, because instead of a piece of paper and a pencil and an absolute answer, what we're looking at is a problem that has a number of different solutions, and the students come up with those solutions on their own, verify their solution is correct, and then at the end, maybe they actually sell that car and get that real-world feedback that, boy, what I do has value, and it can support me and my family.
How does this program, automotive technology, fit into the academic path that you might want, say, your daughter, you say, shoot for the moon?
BMW technicians can make $80,000 to $120,000, $150,000, depending on the dealership they work at. Independent shop technician can make either the same if they're at an outstanding high volume shop, or perhaps, you know, $50,000 to $70,000, $80,000 a year. Year in and year out, pretty good job security is my perception. Am I right?
Absolutely. You cannot outsource the repair of your automobile. I can't see shipping your car to China, waiting for it to get fixed, and having them ship it back. So, yes, we need to strengthen the field, especially in those areas where the jobs cannot be outsourced. And not only that, 1 in 9 jobs in America are somehow related to the automotive industry. Automotive technician jobs cannot be outsourced. They're high paying, and obviously, the taxes that are paid by those technicians are commensurate with that salary. They're, you know, having an auto tech out there is excellent for the economy, not to mention excellent for a person to support themselves. Cars are America.
And they feel pride, and your students feel pride right here, being in the top 10, top 4. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Again, congratulations to San Marcos High School on our local top automotive program here in our own hometown, Santa Barbara. Next up on the lift for a car care pit stop is an update on cooling system hoses, this time with Mark Ridgway from the Gates Corporation. We come back today talking now about going from belts into hoses. And while hoses look the same over the past 100 years of the automobile, really hoses have been on vehicles' cooling systems for decades upon decades. Technology is not a lot different, but you need to be reminded about how often they need to be replaced and what wears on them. And you could get caught off guard out in the middle of the desert or on a winter, even a winter trip with the engine overheating, and you've got a coolant hose that's gone. We are back with Mark Ridgway. Tell us about where we are into the 21st century. Mark.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And as we spoke about on the belts, the hoses, actually the cooling system itself has evolved into a highly technical. Previously there, you may have seen 4 hoses on an application between an upper, lower radiator hose and 2 heater hoses.
Right.
To a more complex system now, because the engine compartments are getting smaller.
What makes it complicated for you? I mean, engine compartment being smaller doesn't sound like more sophisticated yet. You're saying, I want to touch base. I can take a few shots at guesses myself on what you're referring to on the cooling system becoming more complex. But tell us what you're referring to.
As that engine compartment becomes smaller, the airflow and the cooling becomes more difficult over that engine. So now we're introducing complex hoses or branched hoses.
Branched as in literally not just one single hose like the upper radiator hose, but a radiator hose. Our cooling hose that has something molding into it, like literally a branch off of that hose. So the hose,
it can have, correct. Like a tree. It can look like a T. It can look like a multiple. It may have multiple T's or Y's in it. You may have one assembly that has 4, 5, 6 hoses as of one assembly.
And that's got to be a very expensive hose. I imagine you're paying for that extra labor and manufacturing.
There's a lot of manufacturing process that goes into that.
Yeah.
The benefit of that, there's many of those now that are quick coupler. The day of the hose clamp on some of these applications is gone.
Okay, so you're saying that familiar little worm drive screw, little stainless steel clamp we've seen on under the hood of vehicles is literally going away for a more advanced connection point, snap in.
We're seeing that on some applications, absolutely.
How do you feel about that? Is that done for efficiency or low cost production?
Serviceability as well. Much easier to service some of these and ensure a tight, no leak fit.
So technicians are happy with a disconnect and reconnect without having to sit there and skin their knuckles with a hose clamp.
Correct. Okay. Well, over time, as that hose heat cycles and the clamp heat cycles and whatever it may. Yep. Be connected to the radiator, you can get cold water leaks through a standard type worm clamp.
Okay, so reliability, it's an improvement for confidence for the motorist. We're hearing good news there. Higher cost hoses when they have multiple junctions, but this new type of connection design that's engineered in, eliminating hose clamps is an improvement. What else is improved?
Definite reliability, yes.
How about the hose material? Used to be in the 60s and the 70s and 80s, we used to, on a cold engine, by the way, you could walk over on a cold engine and squeeze the hose, and if it was too soft and pliable, that would be a sign that it needed replacement. How do you advise people today that these hoses last, how much longer? What are the life cycles of hoses on new cars in 2013, for example?
The inspection process is still roughly the same.
Cold engine.
The big issue on a hose is the hose fails from the inside out, so you won't see There's no way to visually inspect a hose and say, yes, it's good or no, it's bad.
So a glance at your hoses, that's not enough?
That's correct. Okay. And generally, you're going to see that hose fail within a few inches of the connector, whatever it may be connected to, the thermostat, housing, the radiator. It's within those connection areas is generally where you're going to see those failures.
Okay. Now, let me tell you that as we define a little update for consumers on understanding hoses, we were talking about belts in a previous discussion. In another show. This one, we come over, we talk about hoses. Now, it seems pretty simple on the surface, but literally what you're saying is you're not going to be good with just looking to see if they're cracked. Like you could in the 60s or 70s. I remember you'd check, you'd say to people, you know, in books and so on, I'd read in the earliest days of automotive service, it would be inspect the hoses for cracks or blistering or what have you. Today, you're saying you could look at a hose, it could look like it's relatively new and the rubber looks good, but the wear from the inside out is a problem. So let me do this. Let's go out to a break. When we come back, let's give the audience some tips, if you would, including maybe your website or where you'd like them to go for more information about from Gates to help people know about hoses. But in the meantime, they can know some things we'll come back to, maybe one, two, or three tips on what you need to inspect if you're going to look under the hood of your vehicle. Is that fair to do, Mark?
Absolutely.
Okay. You are tuned in to The Car Guy Show here on News Talk 990 KTMS and via the website, thecarguy.com. And I want to be sure you know we'll come back, we'll hit this topic, and we'll help you roll down the road with more reliability and confidence so that you can enjoy your new machine or even your older car, to be sure, or truck, to be sure that you're getting the maximum performance out of it and not stuck out there sometime regretting not checking it out. So stay with us. You're tuned into The Car Guy Show. We'll be right back. Hey, you know about getting the job done right. If you want it done right, do it yourself. Well, that's what car and truck buffs, owners of classics, custom cars, and wise consumers know when they visit Daily Car Bath, Santa Barbara's downtown coin-operated car wash supercenter for more than 40 years. After discovering Daily Car Bath for my own cars, I've returned to give my machines the superior wash and cleaning care that all car buffs appreciate. At Daily Car Bath, you'll find premium hog's hair wash brushes with conditioned soft water and five stalls with foaming high-sudsing auto shampoo that literally floats debris off your vehicle's finish, along with consistent high-pressure washing and available non-acid low-pressure wheel and tire cleaner. And for that special finish, DINI spot-free rinse to help dissolve and eliminate mineral spot and spray wax formulated with clear coat protectant included in the cycle. See why Daily Car Bath is known as the place where customers send their friends. And take it from a fellow car buff. When it comes to the best in car care appearance, you'll find it all at Daily Car Bath. Open 24 hours a day at the corner of Anna Kappa and Coda Streets. Quality, economy, and that showroom shine.
Change your life in a big way.
Well, having a mentor saved me. I did not have a father in the home, and my mother was ill most of the time. And Brent really is a great listener, and he really provided that extra leadership that I needed to really grow and become the person that I became. He's a great big brother.
Volunteer or donate to Big Brothers Big Sisters. We need bigs, especially men. Start something. If you're a former big, start something again at BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
In the old-time movies, you used to see an automobile junkyard as a place with rusty old wrecks and big cranes scrapping obsolete machines. Those days were black and white, and today's a world of digital full color. And in the new era of the green car, Steelhead Auto Recycling is at the leading edge of used auto parts. As new and future cars approach 100% recyclability, more than 70% of even older car and truck parts find new life as they come back in service at Steelhead Auto Recyclers, which means huge savings for you. You'll save on major parts such as engines and transmissions, but you can also repair and refresh your wheels with money-saving body trim and accessory parts from hubcaps to glass, doors, fenders, taillights, and accessories. With a full-service counter and national parts search power and the new self-service section at Steelhead Auto Recycling, you'll save both ways, plus the security of a full 90-day warranty on all parts. Digital on the web at buyused.net or analog by phone at 683-8557. That's 683-8557. Steelhead Auto Recycling.
And we are back with Mark Ridgway. If you joined us just during the break or after the start of the show, we're talking about Gates Products, Gates Corporation, manufacturer of belts and hoses and water pumps and other components for vehicles, tensioners for the drive systems, the new serpentine belts. Topic we've been on is hoses. I guess you guys cover everything, Mark Ridgeway, right? I want to say topic we've been on is everything rubber under your hood from the Gates Corporation with Mark Ridgeway. Fair enough?
That's excellent.
Everything you ever wanted to know about belts and hoses. Mark Ridgeway, so your number one tip, check the mileage and the number of months or years you've been driving, and the owner's manual will help you for those replacement intervals. What's the second one?
On average is what we see. Definitely recommend is somewhere in a 5 to 7 year range.
5 to 7 years. Yeah, used to be.
Engine compartment has become smaller.
Okay.
Heat is the number one.
Always has been, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Any rubber product.
Why?
So if you're in traffic or a vehicle sitting and idling for a long period of time where there's not any airflow.
Like LA traffic? If you go into LA, right? You should.
Yeah, right.
You probably should have a gate stand at the end of every off ramp in LA traffic, right? Selling belts and hoses. How are the hoses then more durable to go 5 to 7 years if they're largely the same type of composition? What's improved on the hoses that make them last longer?
There's definitely been some construction.
Chemical engineering of the hoses?
Absolutely.
Okay.
To change that. Again, the systems have become more complex, so there's more hoses under the hood doing
better
jobs.
Okay.
You're still doing the exact same inspection on the hoses you were previously. Again, you're not going to see hose failure or... signs of hose failure are generally not predominant by a visual inspection.
So what's your advice to a consumer? Cold engine, I want to emphasize that.
Cold engine, your inspections need to be done closer to the connections, such as the thermostat housing, grip that hose, the palm of your hand.
Cold, engine off.
Cold, absolutely.
Safety goggles.
And
anti-radiation gear.
Very close to that at times.
Hazmat suit on. Fire extinguisher nearby. I don't want to have anybody come back and say, but tell me to be careful, right?
We don't want anybody hurt. That's true.
But seriously, if you want to do an engine completely cold, and when you say go to the thermostat housing, that's the termination point of the upper radiator hose to the engine, typically goes to where the thermostat housing is. Although in some vehicles it's not there, you'd have to look in the owner's manual or ask your technician. Fair enough?
That's correct.
And then that's the upper radiator hose we're talking about, that you might wonder which hose goes first and why. It's typically the upper radiator hose, correct, Mark? It's because it runs hotter all the time.
You're generally going to see that, and again, depends on applications, but...
They'll all go eventually. I'm not saying that you can get away, but the one that gets the highest wear, the engine... The coolant coming out of the engine, for folks, a little trivia for you, is not the bottom hose. That's coming down through the radiator, cooled somewhat, back into the engine. Water pump pushes it out the top of the engine through the thermostat housing, upper radiator hose, and back to the radiator. Fair enough, Mark?
That's fair enough.
And you can squeeze the hose when it's cold, typically close to where the thermostat housing is, because that's where one of the weakest points for the hose, it sounds like, right off the engine. Fair enough?
That's absolutely correct.
Okay, and then what are you looking for when you squeeze the hose? It should be rigid. It should be soft. You want it to be somewhat rigid.
You're looking for a consistency through the hose. You want a consistent, not like you're saying, not too soft, but just consistent as you squeeze.
Okay.
Pliable,
flexible, but thick, and you feel substance there.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, when you said consistent, are you saying then go from the engine thermostat housing outlet of the upper radiator hose all the way to the radiator, then sort of feel it all the way down, like you're a physician checking for it, not just at one spot, but like four or five spots all the way across the length of the hose?
That could definitely do that. Yeah. That'd be a fantastic inspection, or basically at the thermostat and then at the radiator, and see if they're consistent through the two locations.
And if you can reach it, obviously you want to be complete, you'd have to check the lower hose if you can access it or have your technician go through these steps. Same
Correct.
Thing with the heater hoses, they're smaller, but you can do a visual, I guess the visual wouldn't be enough. You can grab the heater hoses with the engine cool, and a technician could even do that. But it sounds like, is there anything else a person could do? You got mileage and age of the hoses. You got a feel of the hoses with the engine cold and the engine off. Checking the hoses for their durability and their consistency on the field. They're not too soft, not too rigid. Is there a third item? Anything else we can do?
Those are the big ones. Okay. Make sure your cooling system, the coolant is the specified coolant from the OE, that it's topped off to the appropriate level. No contamination present around the radiator cap or reservoir.
People should know that, running your cooling system low is not only a risk for running for just flat out overheating, but I was intrigued to hear you say that when you run your cooling system low, you can put an extra burden on the hoses, because when you're pumping that coolant around the engine, when the thermostat opens up, as it does when an engine's warming up in the morning, for example, it'll blow steam through, which is harder on the hoses than coolant.
That's correct.
Well, Mark Ridgway, it is again great to be with you from the Gates Corporation. Your website, if people want to go there for that free tool on checking belts.
The best place on the Beltware tool is GatesBeltware.com.
Okay.
Also able to go directly to Gates.com.
So that's there great. They can get information on a little preventive maintenance and some tips and a free tool if they want to order it and a free download software. Yeah?
That's correct.
All right, Mark. Well, from the aviation world where you started into the automotive world, where you were involved with Top Fuel drag racers running nitromethane at the quarter-mile drag strip, and now into helping run a product division to be sure that the belts, hoses, and tensioners and water pumps and all that are perfect for the aftermarket, dealing with also you're a manufacturer for the automakers, you have your hands full.
Well, we have a lot of product. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Mark, thanks for being back with us on the Car Guy Show. Appreciate your time.
I appreciate being here. Thank you.
All right, let's go out to a break for a brief moment, and when we come back, we'll speak with a dedicated insider about the special Wheels and Waves car show on State Street here today. You're tuned into the Car Guy Show on News Talk 990 KTMS.
When it comes to keeping your wheels looking like new, whether you're a passionate car buff or a daily commuter who simply seeks the best in value and integrity, there's a name in Santa Barbara that fits both profiles. Tri-County Auto Glass. Today's auto glass installers all have to service more sophisticated and precise automobiles than just a decade ago. And while the majority of auto glass businesses have state-of-the-art tools and equipment, what we all know is harder to find are the industry-certified craftspeople and the highest levels of customer service, which is why Tri-County Glass customers range from Concord Elegance level show car owners to everyday family sedan and pickup truck owners. Rock chip repairs or glass replacement with lifetime repair credit and 30 years in Santa Barbara. While a positive word of mouth reputation may bring you in, courtesy, quality, and that new window glass shine will bring you back. Tri-County Auto Glass, downtown Santa Barbara. Call them or stop in for a quote on a window repair or replacement today. 963-6200. That's 963-6200.
I'm Scott Budo, owner, manager, and a certified auto glass technician. At Tri-County Auto Glass, we are about quality, safety, and value.
Auto Parts, may I help you?
Yeah, you stock serpentine belts?
Serpentine? What do you have, a snake under your hood? Parts counter, what's up?
Yeah, I need pads and rotors for an 02 Ford Mustang.
Pads and a distributor rotor? You mean pads and drums?
No, pads and rotors. I think I'll try a few more calls.
Larry's Auto Parts, Phil.
I'm looking for pads and front rotors for an 02 Mustang.
Okay, we stocked the pads. What's your concern on the rotors?
Sounds like the pads have just hit metal.
Well, bring them in and let's measure them. There's a good chance we can machine them for a fresh surface and save you money, too.
Well, yeah. Hey, what about windshield wipers?
Well, we stock wipers and we offer free installation. And in most cases, just the refills without buying the entire blade.
More than auto parts, more than service. Along with a national CarQuest brand. Expertise you experience every visit. Larry's 8-Day Auto Parts, Old Town Goleta, 964-3545. That's 964-3545.
I'm Larry's Auto Parts owner, Phil Unander. Our team is here to be your solution.
Welcome back to the Car Guys Show on 990 KTMS, where we're going straight out to State Street for a connection with Phil Unander to spotlight today's Wheels and Waves car show.
Phil, it's a big weekend. Tell us what's going on that people should know the day of today.
Wheels and Waves car show happens today. Show's running right now.
What do you want people to know? Where do they park? What can they do if they've never gone before? If they're car buffs, they have to be there. If you're even curious, what's this thing that's so exciting when State Street shuts down and there are so many cool cars?
The show is absolutely free. We have 350 street rods from Gutierrez Street to Sola Street. Parking is of all of you municipal parking lots readily available. The street vendors are there. The shops are there. Everybody's open. There's people lining State Street up and down, walking up and down. The weather's great, and they're just there to have a great time and see all the great cars.
And what about the shuttles and things like that, if you have to park further up? Any thoughts about that? I mean, the shuttles can't go up and down State Street, so it's a plan to walk. Bring your tennis shoes.
Yeah, Planet Walk. It's a great walk, and it's just a great day. And
is there any public input as far as votes on the cars or public favorites, or is it really the judges?
It's the judges. We have 45 people on our judging teams, and they go up and down and judge all those cars, and those cars are all top-rate cars on a scale of 1 to 10. Most of them are 9.5 to 10s, and it's a difficult thing, but we judge them as you've judged before for us, so you know you're aware of that.
I'm thinking as you described this, I'm remembering you got low riders, you got hot rods, you got street rods, you got collector cars, wild cars. Am I right? It's not just street rods.
No, muscle cars, we got everything.
So if you're a car buff, you got to be out there. Goes on all day long. When would you say is the end of when you show up, be there all midday, but it winds down by what time?
3 o'clock is the award ceremony, and when the award ceremony is done, we give all the trophies away, and then we start clearing the streets. So we try to have it cleared by 4 o'clock.
So celebrities and the judging, Grand Marshal, surprise, you never know who you're going to see there, a big shot.
Yep, Sam Foos is always there. They have a Progeria booth, which is what his favorite charity is. And all the money that we make from the show is, again, is free to spectators, but all the money we make on the show and all the proceeds from all of our vendors goes all to local charities.
It's a win-win. Everybody's better for it.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you, Phil Yonander from Larry's Auto Parts.
Hey, and before we sign off, how about a previous soundbite from the grandest Grand Marshal of Wheels and Waves? Let's hear Andy Granatelli's favorite cars at the show.
Couldn't be a better day, couldn't be a better place. I saw a Packard up the street there. I know that stirs your heart. That if you could stop and spend the most time with any group of cars, what would you gravitate toward first, second, and third? You know, what group of cars? Or do you have a preference?
My preference is 28 to 32 cars and 38 to 40.
And why that era?
Because that's when streamlining came in 32. And, of course, then 38 can be the first style change after 32.
Andy Granatelli, good to see you.
Thank you.
And, of course, Andy Granatelli, Mr. 500, a legend from Indianapolis Motor Speedway, founder of STP.
And with that, we'll see you at the Wheels and Waves Car Show today in town on State Street, not to be missed. And thank you all for joining us for this segment on the World of Wheels. And this brings us to the close of another visit with all of you here on the Car Guy Show, keeping you car wise. I'm Steve Ford, the Car Guy. Take to the street.